Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Recently, I've had several producers ask, what should they consider when making a pasture lease agreement? When leasing pasture land, here are some crucial factors to think about prior to signing a leasing agreement. 1. Animal care and natural disasters. You want to clarify who is responsible for animals, especially during emergencies like fire, hail, or drought. The lease should outline disaster response plans to avoid confusion and ensure quick action. 2. Fencing. Define responsibilities for fence maintenance, including who covers material costs, labor, and any spending limits. Landowners typically provide fences in good condition at the lease's start. 3. Water supply. Determine who manages the water supply and what happens if the well runs dry. Particularly during drought conditions, this can be really important. Some additional considerations are things like eastern red cedar control, noxious weed management, fertilizer use, grazing practices, catch pen and corral upkeep, seeding or reseeding, and then things like erosion control. Clearly defining responsibilities upfront helps prevent disputes. Generally, tenants provide labor while landlord supplies materials. For additional information about this topic, you can go to cap.unl.edu. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Agricultural Extension Economics Educator Shannon Sand.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.